102 points. This is CBS News.
There's always something new under the sun. CBS Mornings, weekdays on CBS.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Yeah, that song is just awesome. But watch the video. The boys get down. It is kind of cool. What are you going to do Friday night, New Year's Eve? And you guys do anything special? The girls beat both of you up, or just you? Or
I don't know. We don't really have plans.
I've never seen the girls wired, so I don't know what it would be like keeping them up till midnight.
I don't really know. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be too messed up because I want to enjoy my Outback Bowl buffet. I want to be able to keep it down. And, because that's the best.
What are you talking about?
Going to the Outback Bowl is the best part of the
No, it's not.
New Year's Day.
No, it's the Outback Bowl is the best part of New Year's Day. That is
the food. It's
no, the game itself.
Shrimp. It's blooming onions.
It's not shrimp.
It is shrimp.
It is not shrimp.
The shrimp runs around the whole stadium.
Yeah, unless you're going to take a bite out of the dude's head.
I mean, if I'm hungry enough.
I only root, I very rarely root, but I do root at the Outback Bowl because I always want the shrimp and not the blooming onion.
Yeah, the blooming onion. Nah.
Yeah, right. I want the shrimp, and so I always root for the shrimp.
But the steak and the potatoes.
Well, you get
gravy.
That at Outback, not at the Outback Bowl.
So I wish Bonefish would cater once.
You know what's a shame is there is an event tomorrow night that I will be attending.
Whoa. I got credentials on.
It's not a credential.
I got my name on it.
It's not a credential. It's not a credential thing. This is you have to be invited.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, this is where my daughter, who used to work at Hooters, wanted to get a picture with Ed Drosty more than John Gruden.
Okay.
Everybody's running up to John Gruden getting photos.
Sure.
And my daughter went up to Ed Drosty. But back in the day, this event was held at, I forget what the facility is. They had a bunch of the RFCs at it. It's over by the golf course, over by the airport. It's like a big banquet hall.
Okay.
I mean, it has a name for it. I can't think of it. I loved it there because all of the companies, all of the partners, there was Outback, there was Bonefish, there was Carrabba's.
Uh-huh.
So each one had a booth on each side of the building. And so you're going from one to the other. Yeah, that was the best ever. But now they've moved it over the past couple of years to, I think it's over at the Marriott, over by the arena. And to the best of my knowledge, at least the 1 year I went, they're not able to bring their own food in, so it's their catering.
Okay.
Which is still good.
Yeah.
But there is nothing better than unlimited, free Bang Bang shrimp.
That's pretty much heavenly.
It's
divine.
It's honestly, I don't know many things that I could imagine that would be better. Unlimited is great. Free is better. So unlimited free Bang Bang shrimp.
Doesn't get better than that.
And, it's not like when we went, I don't think you've had the real pleasure of going to the Taste of the NFL.
I have, actually.
When'd you go to that one?
Miami. I got to wear Dexter Jackson's Super Bowl ring.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The difference between that and what used to be the, the big party, which is tomorrow night, is at the Taste of the NFL, they give you these little cups, and they'll stick like a half a shrimp on it.
Right.
Where at the Outback Bowl deal, it's loaded up.
It's
baby.
Loaded.
And Jorge Diaz was there once from Fleming's, piling it on. Yeah, good stuff.
That's why the first is so important. So I don't want to go too hard on New Year's Eve, But I don't even know, are people going to celebrate? I mean, the COVID shutdowns, being in crowds, I think Times Square shut down their celebration now.
Oh, do they really?
I thought they shut down that.
There'll be people still outside.
I saw today mask mandates are in federal buildings, regardless of status, regardless of vaccine records. So, I mean, we're going backwards into 2021, where 2020 was supposed to, okay, this was a tough year. Let's start over. 2021 will be great. We'll be back to normal. And I don't feel like we're there. So.
No, we're definitely going back.
And going backwards, right? I mean, shutdowns, borders, cruise lines. I mean, cruise lines are crazy right now. Shutting down ports.
And yeah, not letting them off.
You were just on a cruise.
I was.
Was anything different?
Nothing.
From a standard cruise?
Nothing.
Really?
No, it was nothing. Matter of fact, I really felt like it wasn't even as bad as before COVID.
Because the norovirus was like the big fear. Well, back no, before.
But I'm saying 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I forget what they call it, squirty, and you know, you like walk into the buffet and there's squirty, and they squirt your hands, and you know, where here they were still there, but back then it's like, nope, do your hands. Where now it's like, do your hands. Do your hands. I'm not sure who doesn't do their hands, you know, before they go eat. But no, luckily, you know, we were able to go. We had a really good time. Cruise was good, was successful, over, and now who knows if we'll be able to cruise anymore.
It's crazy.
It is definitely crazy times. All right, so we have a few minutes before we go to the break, and then we're going to hit this break and then reach out to Caleb, who's fighting for a title.
Yeah.
BKFC, was it welterweight title?
It was Brito, right? Brito. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a real fight. I mean, the BKFC gets accused of doing like setup fights and like, you know, a little bit of.
They've never been accused. Bull crap. They've never been.
Well,
now there may be. Hold on. There may be favoritism, where other fighters are mad. You know, I deserve
big names to give them a title shot right away. Like Hector Lombard, like bringing in like Paige VanZant, like going right straight to the top. Some of these big names, you can't imagine Chad Mendez is going to take a setup or a entry level fight.
No,
he's coming in to take a main name, big name.
And Hector Lombard's fight, you know, when he fought for the title, was, against Joe Diesel Riggs.
Right, right.
You know, so, and I get people are saying old name, old this, old that.
Mike Perry.
I think Mike Perry deserves the title. And I'm normally not like that. You don't think Mike Perry deserves a title fight?
I mean, Perry, look.
He deserves
it. Not at the BKFC. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't earned it.
No, at KFC.
The KFC fights, I'll tell you what, I'll take three KFC fighters from around the country, and they'll win in a BKFC fight. Some of those people are straight gangsters. Like, I used to work there. I worked at one. It was the first job I ever had. And I worked there when I was 15. And in 2 weeks, I was the most senior person on the crew, other than the manager, because everybody else quit. You know, and so after 2 weeks, I was head chef, and I can tell you, there are some real killers that work inside.
The only thing worse than you being the head chef at KFC is you being the head bartender at Tournament of Pizza.
Well, I'm going to get my solo cup, and I'm going to measure everything out. It's going to be perfect.
I think you just stick with stuff that you don't need to measure.
Like what? Beer?
Wine?
Well, yeah, wine, obviously. But I got
to. Where are you going to fill it up on the wine glass?
All the way to the top.
Do you really?
I mean, we could go like Vegas style and just pour it in their mouth.
I've seen stuff where wine, and it's like you know, a third of the cup.
Yeah. Well, you want to let it air out. You want to let it breathe.
I want it to breathe in my system, not breathe.
Decanter. You got to air it out, like the you know. Got to figure out the legs on the thing. I don't know.
You're making stuff up.
No, we'll get David Vieira to come, and we'll have like a wine named after him for the legs. The legs is when you swoosh it around the glass. God. You see the legs come down.
What are you talking about? David Vieira is not legs. Legs is a different Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy.
Which guy has legs?
Legs is up on Olmerton.
Oh.
David Vieira is somebody entirely different.
What's his nickname?
Badass.
That's not true.
I can't wait for him to return.
Why?
I want to, you know, I'm going to, I feel bad for you. Okay. This is my New Year's resolution for today.
Okay.
Now, I promise I'll change it tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to be nicer to you for the next 45 minutes.
That's not true.
No, I'm going to try to be nicer to you for the next 45 minutes.
All right.
I no longer want you to fight David Vieira.
Okay.
Because you stand no chance.
It's not true.
So I just want you to spar with him.
Okay.
Just train with him one time.
Okay.
And you will survive.
I feel bad for him. I'm 230 right now, Randy. I'm a monster.
David Vieira will do to you what Hoist Gracie did, and it's the whole premise of the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
It is true. Those puzzles have been cracked, Randy. No. Those puzzles, those codes that Hoist Gracie would get dominated. He got dominated by Matt Hughes.
Who?
He got smashed under the ground by Matt Hughes because he was a stronger guy who didn't fall into the leverage traps because we figured them out.
Who in today's MMA world?
Yes.
Today's MMA world.
All of them.
Can I finish my question before I punch you in the face?
Go ahead.
who in today's MMA world would beat Hoist Gracie 30 years ago? So again, not today's Hoist Gracie.
Right.
Because I could probably beat today's Hoist Gracie. And I'm being sarcastic because I couldn't. But bring in Hoist Gracie what he was when the UFC first started.
Right.
And who in today's UFC, other than maybe, and I still think a young Hoist Gracie beats an old Damian Maia. A young Damian Maia against a young Hoist Gracie, I don't know.
Right. But those guys had the element of surprise because it was a technique that nobody in that was familiar with.
I disagree.
The leverage, nobody understood arm bars and rear naked chokes. He wore the gi, so it gave him an extra set of tools that nobody else could use.
I agree. It was cheating. So it was fighting in a bathrobe.
It was right. He was absolutely... Like, so it gave you huge advantages to someone who doesn't train with the gi, doesn't have that experience on the ground. So now it's neutral. Now you fight with no shirt on in the UFC. You have the same pants on, the same gear on.
Same logos.
Like, you have to be barefoot where other guys, you know, used to wear wrestling shoes. So, I mean, you have different advantages back then. And now that the puzzles have been cracked, how many triangle chokes are finishes now in the UFC? How many fights end in triangle choke? That used to be the number one submission, right? Not nobody gets trapped to their arm in the triangle choke anymore. They know how to pass. They know how to get out. They know how to crack that puzzle code, right?
I disagree with you.
Like arm bars, like how many times, like, I mean, they roll into something and they get trapped and then they get caught.
How did Poirier lose to Oliveira? Just ask him.
Rear naked choke.
Okay. How many on that card were the jiu-jitsu guys victorious?
Well, yeah.
Like three?
Right.
I believe a young Hoist Gracie comes in and dominates just like he did back then. I'm talking about the elite of the elites. I mean, Damian Maia still is doing it. They know Damian Maia, the only way that Damian Maia can beat you is on the ground, yet he still wins. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Let's hit a break. When we come back, let's switch from ground game to stand-up game. And we welcome back to the program Caleb Harris as he gets ready to go after a world title, I believe in his hometown. I believe he's from Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, nice.
So we'll talk to KH when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Hi, this is Paul Harding, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call him at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans. Check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Good old Larry Boeft, Philadelphia Phillies. Big
happy. Are you still a Phillies fan, even though you weren't born there?
I was born there.
You were touched down there, but you don't have any roots there.
I have a lot of roots
like
there.
My 8-man strong shirt says, what's the back say, Randy? Let me turn around for you. What's it say?
Deep roots.
Deep roots. You don't have any of those in Philadelphia.
I had a lot of deep roots. My grandparents lived there. My uncle lived there. My cousins lived there. Everybody in my entire family lived
there. It's not
there.
Where you're born. It's where you pay rent.
No, it's where you're – what's that? It's not where you're – something. It's where you hang your hat or some crap.
Well, that's what they said in the 20s.
And that's because everybody wore hats.
It's true. You know, what happened to us?
To us?
Yeah, the men. Like, you know, we used to dress so nice, like three-piece suit and vest and like top hats and coats and cigars and pipes. I mean, we were so sophisticated.
Yeah, I am still. I'm in 8-man's strong shorts and flip-flops. That's the only way that I want to be. So when I almost died at Red Rock Canyon, I was in shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
That would have been.
Does it get cold at night in the desert like that?
It gets cold during the day in the desert.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It would have been ugly. I would have died out there.
No.
I would have died out there.
You could be like 21 and afraid, like the Naked and Afraid show. Those people survive 3 weeks without food or nutrition.
Well,
or
first
water.
Of all, I say this jokingly because take a look at me. Of course I could survive without food.
Yeah, for sure.
I have enough stored up. I'm like a damn camel. Right. It's funny, and I say this all the time. Like, I'll go on a cruise, and I'll eat like I haven't eaten in my entire life. Right? Like, literally, it's embarrassing when I go to dinner on a cruise ship. And I tell the waiter, you're not going to like this. That's how I do it. You're not going to like this. But, and then I can go a day without eating at all when I'm at home.
So what do you say? Like, how many lobsters can I have?
I have said that.
Like, what's the
limit? I think on the cruise I was just on, my line was, what's the most amount of lobsters I can have? Add 3 to that.
Man, when you drive the limit part, that's awesome.
When I go with my sister and brother-in-law, they don't even really want to go with me. Yeah.
Yeah, sit next to you.
You know, they would rather sit at the table next to us because, you know, and I have to tell them this to the servers. Listen, don't hold up their food, you know, for all my appetizers. You know, 4 escargot, 3 this, 4 that.
See, I thought the Harris name and circle of trust and the whole, you know, best Harris ever would have been, you know, the opposite of that. But people seem to want to get away from you when they eat out with a Harris like you.
Well, that's because people can't hang with me when I eat.
Sure.
You know, sure. Now I understand when I go on the cruise with my family, They want to spend the hour and a half eating and then go to the show. I want more lobster.
It's true. I did do a buffet with you in somewhere. I don't recall where we were.
I don't know.
We were some buffet, maybe Mississippi, back where BKC's coming.
But they're going to Jackson. They're not going to Biloxi.
It's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know where Jackson is.
Somewhere in Mississippi.
I need to update my passport that allows you into Mississippi.
What's the best thing that ever came out of Mississippi?
I don't know. Where's Jerry Rice from?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
I don't know. I don't know what else to do in Mississippi. There's Oxford. There's that's there.
I couldn't tell you.
That's where Eli Manning went. He was the Ole Miss.
I couldn't tell you. I don't really care either. Really? Especially with the buffets closed. Well, we just went to Biloxi and only one was open.
Yeah.
Guess what I said to him? What's the most amount of crab I can eat? That's where we went to the buffet.
That's where we went.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other one was closed.
The other one was so much better.
Was it?
Because now they would only give you one lobster or one cluster, which is brutal. Because like when you go to an all-you-can-eat snow crab, like they did when we went to that one.
They gave us like six clusters.
They asked us if we wanted another plate. But when I went there every time, I said, can I sit at a table closest to the lobsters? Because you could only get one lobster. It takes me 4 seconds to eat it, and then I'm back in line. I'd look over at the server. She'd know I was coming. She'd have it ready for me. I took eating lobsters to a whole new thing, just so you know. Do you know, and I don't remember what it is, but I used to go to the all-you-can-eat lobster establishment in Orlando, and they told me how you can tell the difference between a male and a female lobster.
Okay.
And so I would always get male lobsters.
Why is that?
Because I could eat them quicker.
Oh.
Because, you know, you want to eat as much as humanly possible before you get full.
Right, of course.
You know, so the more you can cram down your gullet, you know, the better.
Well, I mean, this week coming up at the 2021-22 Outback Bowl, tomorrow, Thursday, December 30th at Clearwater Beach, they're having a pie-eating contest amongst the fans. And we'll be there.
What kind of pie?
As media. It doesn't say what kind of pie, but does it matter?
It does matter.
Does it really?
Of course it matters.
For a competition?
Of course it does.
You think the hot dog matters like in Coney Island? You think of that?
I think you'd want it bland.
What if you did it with brats?
All right.
Does it change the food?
Before I get you knocked out and our next guest.
I don't want to fight Caleb.
Is capable of knocking Caleb. You out.
Did you see that guy? He's got like knockout of the year. I'm not fighting that guy.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching it. I was.
That's one of the cleanest knockouts I've ever seen.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. It's been a while since we've talked to. He's on the list of best Harris ever, and that would be Caleb Harris. Caleb, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. A couple weeks away from the BKFC returning, not only to your area, but you're the main event fighting for the world title. Tell us about it.
Man, it's been a wild ride. A few months back, around probably November, I messaged David Feldman, and I told him, what do I got to do to get y'all to come to Jackson? And I told him that if he put me as co-main event or main event for the title, then I would sell out, and I would show him that Jackson is a great place for BKFC to make a start.
And he said, okay, let's do it.
Pretty much, man. I get a phone call from a manager a couple of weeks later, and they offered me a fight down in Florida, and it was a bad time, so I couldn't take it. And he said, okay, well, the next fight that they'll have available is the fight in Jackson. And we went from there, and a few weeks later, it was announced I'd be fighting Julian Lane in a tournament. And then Julian Lane decided he wanted to go fight for free instead of get paid. So now me and Elvin just go ahead and finish what we started last year.
Wow. So we were just talking before the show. What is there to do in Jackson? Like, I mean, you know, we know the BKFC is coming.
Leading up to the fight. Obviously, we want to come to the fight, you know, fight night.
No question. But, like, what else is there to do in the area? We know Biloxi has the casinos and you know, the shows. But tell us about Jackson. What can we expect? And where's the best buffet? Because Randy follows the food.
Man, honestly, in Jackson itself, Jackson around here is known as a lot of different areas. You've got Pearl, you've got Byram, you've got Fondren area, you've got Flowood, Lakeland. Everywhere has got these little hole-in-the-wall places. If you're in the Jackson area, I always suggest Cerami's for Italian food. It's 100% legit and probably one of the best restaurants you'll ever eat at. The Fondren area is full of new rising potential. We've got bowling alleys. We've got axe throwing bars. And then we've got your typical night out bars like Shuckers and Pops.
So there's plenty to do like on our media week while we're there, Randy. In fact, Randy and I just went bowling with the Arkansas Razorbacks. They are in town in Tampa for the Outback Bowl this week coming up. And Randy and I went and bowled, and I had to show Randy how dominant I am on the lanes. So.
In other words, Caleb, what he did is he lied. He guaranteed something, and he couldn't come through. But that is typical. So how excited, not necessarily are you for the fight, because obviously you are. There's a title on the line. But in your backyard, does it add to the pressure now that you've said you can and will sell it out?
No, because I'm currently sitting at about $15,000 worth of tickets that I sold. And I had that sold in the first 4 weeks of announcing the fight. And as far as the pressure being in my hometown, no. I've always loved going out and conquering new lands by fighting in different areas. But it's nice to be able to fight in my home and defend my lands again. I haven't fought in my hometown in probably 4 years.
So Caleb, talking about
watching all my teammates fight.
Right.
You know, with the ticket sales, you know, talk about, like, this week they announced that Logan Paul, that his fight against Tyron Woodley 2 only produced about 65,000 pay-per-views. You know, how much importance is there in actual ticket sales at the arena for the BKFC versus, like, the streaming and the global platform that they're now launching in Thailand, Russia, Brazil, et cetera?
I'll be honest with you, Randy. I don't get into a lot of that. I've been in this sport for 10 years now, so I grew up with fans packing out the rings and the stadiums. You know, I've watched the promotions grow. I think that streaming will always be great, but there's nothing that's going to ever beat buying a ticket and going to watch a real bare knuckle fight or a real MMA or UFC fight. Like, do you think that if somebody had a choice to watch Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali on the television, or if live, want to do more, they're going to want that ticket. They're going to want to be able to go and see it.
Yeah. The atmosphere alone, even before the fight itself, you know, just the atmosphere of being there, of, you know, as silly as this sounds, the smell of the arena, just everything going on, you know, you're right. 1,000% being there. But if you can't be there, obviously, you know, get the pay-per-view, get the stream, you know, whatever.
Yes.
How has
support? If you can't support a fighter by fight by buying the tickets, then definitely buy the pay-per-view.
For sure. For sure. How has the sport of bare knuckle, you know, we're now into the third year of the return. How has it changed? You know, I ask a lot of the MMA guys, you know, now that it's almost mainstream, and how has it changed? And how has training changed? You know, it's still relatively early of the return of the sport. How has, if it has changed at all, you know, the training, the nutrition, everything that you need, has it changed at all over the past couple of years?
It has. It has definitely, for me personally, I like to be able to get to say that I'm one of the OGs, because I didn't have to do tryouts. I signed up, and I was on BKFC 5. And since then, I fought eight times. And over the last 2 years of doing this, I've had to learn that certain things for MMA training had to change for me to be a better bare knuckle boxer. I still train my MMA because I'm a martial artist at heart, and I have teammates that are helping me, but the talent pool has gotten bigger. You don't see nearly as many brawlers in the squared circle anymore. You see technical fighters.
Right. And you're right, because that's what, I've talked to David Feldman about it. You know, when it first came back, that's what everybody was anticipating. You know, Tank Abbott in the middle, just throwing wild for 32 seconds. But it is. It's more. And that's what I enjoy about the sport, that it's not that. That it is, there's strategic, punches and where you're landing. And you got to be careful. And we've talked about this, because once you break your knuckle, pretty much, it's over.
Exactly. I mean, in MMA, you have, or even kickboxing, you injure your hand, you still got at least three other weapons to throw. You hurt your hand in a bare knuckle fight, and it's going to be a long night for you.
I thought we were going off on a weird tangent. I thought you were saying, if you hurt your one hand, you have three more. I'm like, wait a second. There's an octopus fighting here.
Like a tentacle? And so, Caleb, look, I know you mentioned the OG. Unfortunately, my friend, the OG of the UFC, dubbed by Dana White, is standing across from me. Who is the best Harris ever, Randy Harris?
No, we do. Caleb and I have both talked about it. It's Walt. It's going to be Walt.
But I think, Kamala Harris, the vice president, is a pretty big Harris to don the Ring of Honor.
I'm sticking with Walt.
You're sticking with Walt?
Yeah.
But I think if Caleb wins with another knockout like that, a spectacular knockout he had, and I think he moves up to top three all time. Greatest Harris ever. That's my vote. That's what you got to do, buddy.
Get ready to move my name up on that board.
Woo! You see? Now, unlike me, I promised to bowl a 200
and
the other
didn't
night.
Didn't deliver.
And I bowled a 199. So make sure you follow through, Caleb. Do not be like me.
Oh, I plan to. Don't worry.
All right, good stuff. Caleb, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. We just wanted to touch base. I know we have a couple weeks. We'll get you back on just before. We're going to broadcast from Jackson, so maybe we can get you on live. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. It's a box of socks from Odd Sock Official and a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics.
Heck, man. I appreciate that.
I appreciate your time. What one of the best Harris's ever. All right, Caleb, take care. We appreciate your time. Bye. Caleb Harris, what a good dude.
Awesome guy.
We hung out in Biloxi. And that's one of the things that I like about, BKFC, is it's still so early that, all of the athletes, even though they're all veteran athletes, Caleb has been around, like you said,
for 10 years. Yeah.
But it's early. It was an early UFC feeling. It was an early Bellator feeling. That I not only had then, but I continue to have.
Well, here's the best part I like about the BKFC. After they fight, they go back to medical. Once they're cleared, they go out in the stands. And they walk around the crowd. And, you don't see that at the UFC fights. They go
used to.
But now they go in the locker room. You never see them again. They don't come back out. Now,
to the best of my knowledge, just to defend, that's not on the fighters. And this is pre-COVID. Because now, COVID-wise, they're not even allowed to stay. But back in the day, when the fighters would go out in the audience after a fight, then, to the best of my knowledge, they were told they can't do that. Once your fight's over, it's time to leave.
Huh.
And again, it's unfortunate because, you just have a fist fight and now some, drunk yo-ho, is like, hey, I can take you, because I've seen this. I've been with guys where, people, they know who it is and they throw an elbow.
Yeah.
Let me show how tough I am.
Right.
And Ken Shamrock once told me a story that he was at a bar and a guy goes, hey, Shamrock, let's go outside. I'm going to kick your butt. I can kick your butt. And Ken's like, I'm sure you can. Let me buy you a beer.
Right.
Because he goes, if I go outside and I kick your butt, because we know we're going to, I'm probably going to go to jail.
Right.
Right. If I go out there and you kick my butt, you're now a legend.
Right.
And I'm probably going to go to jail.
Right.
So you got to be careful how you kind of roll that out. So I know we're over. Let's go hit this break. We'll try to catch up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Nothing so loud.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Reggie Austin from Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sean Salisbury, ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm playing the air guitar.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
I thought you were having a seizure. I was going to get some help. I was getting concerned.
All right, so I'm kind of confused on a few things. So you mentioned something, and I'm going to throw you an underhand softball, and you can explain whatever you were just trying to bore me about.
Yeah.
But first, I'm confused on something.
Okay.
So there's a new stream, a new whatever of this COVID thing, correct?
Yeah, it's an Omicron virus variant.
So people are upset. People are getting sick again.
Yep.
People are cutting back.
Yep.
People are canceling trips.
Yep.
I'm not going to go to the CES next week.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. But the NFL, and then just now I just received this from the NHL, they are modifying their isolation procedures.
Okay.
So effective immediately, they are changing the isolation period after a positive test from 10 to 5 days.
Oh, great.
So it's worse, so we're going to take less time.
Well, it's more like it's what I hear, it's more like a tornado that it just kind of it passes so fast. It doesn't last I guess you're only transmittable for 5 days or less than.
Well, I would hope it's less than. Why are they cutting it from 10 to 5?
Right, but it's a much faster process than the last one that lasted up to 10 days because it was about a 2-week period. So they always erred on the side of caution.
If the individual has a fever, continue to isolate until their fever resolves. Oh, thanks, doctor. Yeah. Doctor Google.
Doctor Quack.
No, he's up north.
Dr. Pepper.
All right, so you started to explain an NFT, an XFT, a QSR.
Yeah.
Something. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't really know what they are. But you know, NFTs are the big buzzword this year.
What is it?
It's a non-fundable token. Like, it's basically just digital imagery, right? So there's like a universe that's digital. Let's say a video game, for example. So like in video games, you start out with a character. And in that world, you build your character in the likeness of what you want. You can add accessories, different hats and color schemes and logos.
Can I just interrupt real quick?
Tools.
Can I interrupt real quick? And then you can get back to it.
Yeah.
I'm already bored.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And I even more so, I could care less.
Basically, instead of owning things that are like physical, like you have a storage facility full of memorabilia. Like, and it gives you clout. It gives you status. Like, oh, I have a Mickey Mantle baseball. I have a Babe Ruth cigar half lit from the 1932.
You're such a putz.
Like, or whatever. But those are the things that, you know, instead of like having actual items, people own digital artifacts, own digital artwork. Instead of like a real painting of a Mona Lisa, you'll have a digital artwork of some character or image, and they can like release them whenever they want. So like, for example, if you had a golden token, there's a guy named Gary Vee. He's a internet YouTube pod guy. He talks about how, I know he's a Jets fan, by the way, but he talks about like,
and he can't win on any given Sunday,
but he talks about how if you have like utility and it brings the real world to the digital world. So for example, if Chipotle had a golden burrito digital image and you owned said image, and that owner of the image is entitled to free burritos for life in a Chipotle restaurant chain, then it brings utility and value to your real world. Same thing here. Like Willy Wonka, the chocolate factory. My kids are watching it today. 5 golden tickets in the world. 5. So if you had the ticket, you got special access. Go to the factory. A truckload of chocolate. A lifetime supply. So companies are going to be able to
But that's
own,
a real ticket.
But they're going to make it digital, and they're going to bring it the real world into the digital. So Disney is already registered to be the happiest place on earth in the meta space, metasphere, meta's world. But it's all going to be digital. Everything's going
to
be digital.
Does that mean I don't have to go to Disney anymore?
You don't have to go anywhere after this.
That's
right?
Awesome.
You'll get to stay here. The only thing is you're not going to be able to go to the buffet because the buffet can't come here. You have to go.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I do a breaking news for Crystal Pittman is back in the squared circle. She just announced she will be on the January 29th fight card in Jackson, Mississippi. So looks like Kevin Smith and Smith Brothers will be a busy that night.
Yeah, he'll be driving there.
It's you might not be able to fly by then. They talk about restrictions on domestic travel. If you're not vaccinated, you can't travel. So they're shutting down travel. Everybody's going to have to take the John Madden bus approach to get where they go.
That's probably the only way I would go.
To Jackson?
To anywhere is in the John Madden vehicle.
It was very nice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was a
luxury coach.
I mean, you know, but, you know, bands travel that way. You know, it's all decked out and, you know, you got everything you need in there. You're just driving from town to town. Well, you're not.
Right.
Peter, Paul, and Mary are driving.
Isn't that a band?
Yeah.
The Puff the Magic Dragon song?
Yeah. Or Piff the Dragon. You know who Piff is, right?
No.
He was on America's Got Talent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's performing in Las Vegas. Speaking of Las Vegas, in about 3 weeks, the Bronx Wanderers are headed. They'll be in Ocala. So Steve is going to – Steve doesn't know it, and the band doesn't really want it. But I'm going to have Steve kind of drive them around in Ocala.
Wonderful.
Looking for gators and everything else that Steve does up there. And then it's on a Monday. I don't remember what the date is. The Bronx Wanderers will be out at Ruth Eckert.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go out and
there'll
hang
be a tournament day pizza for drinks and food. Well,
yeah.
Vinny used to make pizzas.
Yep.
So we can get them back behind the line, show them.
And I think Vinny, the dad, you know, wants a rematch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he thought his – well, I think Vin said that his dad's was better, but I think he did it because it was his dad.
Yeah, got to give him favoritism.
It was so funny at the show in Vegas. I mean, they are such performers. I mean, it's awesome. So it's at Westgate. You know, Elvis Parsley has performed on that
Elvis
stage.
Elvis Parsley? Was he Italian? What was Elvis?
I don't know.
What kind of nationality was Elvis? I don't even know.
The hipster, hips master.
What kind of last name is Presley?
Ask Priscilla Presley.
Yeah. Can I just ask Priscilla Harris?
So it was just so funny because, you know, they sing, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, and then, you know, Vin and, you know, and the band is basically all Vin's buddies from high school. And so, you know, they're doing some newer stuff, but there were some older people that were standing and rocking out. It was enjoyable to watch. So all good. The Bronx Wanderers coming to town. I'm going to ask about if maybe we can obtain some tickets to give away. Also, we have some tickets to Festivals of Speed. Are you going to let anybody hang out with you in the booth?
Yeah, just the guys from sleepandtrade.com. Like, those guys are going to come down. We're going to hang out. They're great, man. They're great people.
Well, I hope you like them. You're picking them up at the airport, and you're taking them back after the Festivals of Speed. So
I absolutely will. I didn't know Elvis Presley was born in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Looks like all things are going to Mississippi.
Are going to or came from?
Telepo?
That's a fish.
Tupelo? I don't know.
If you put some blackened sauce on top of it, throw it on a grill, or take it to Clearwater and Tiger's out there, you know, grilling mullet, maybe he'll throw your tilapia or whatever that up there.
All he, he died of heart disease. I didn't know that.
In the bathroom.
Really? Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's where it all went down. All right, so Friday, 1 verse 4, 2 verse 3, 1 Alabama, 4 Cincinnati, 2 and 3 Georgia, and Michigan. Who do you like?
I mean, I think Harbaugh's due. I think this is his year. I think he goes down, he spends all of his energy to win this next game, and then he just gives it over to Alabama.
Just gives it to
him. Just gives it.
Gets like, down on one knee and presents it to Nick.
Look, it doesn't matter. He got this far. He needed this redemption season. He needs a new pair of khakis. Hopefully, he can get an increase to, you know, for that salary cut he took a couple years ago because he wasn't performing. And, yeah, I think Alabama's going to walk away with it again.
I'm going the underdog Alabama Crimson Tide over Cincinnati.
The underdog.
And I'm leaning Georgia. I think Georgia's had a rough couple weeks. You know, I was there at that game. I think they're still stunned. I think the 85% Bulldog fans that were there are still stunned. I think the Bulldog himself almost died of a heart attack. He was so stunned.
That's Elvis that died of a heart attack.
So I think Georgia, you know, comes back and wins that game. Okay. I would rather Michigan win it.
Okay.
You know, just because anything that can upset Ohio State, I'm all for. I just got fired again, by the way. I'd like to see Michigan win. I truly would. That game. You know, right. I'm still, you know, Alabama, you know, lost their receiver, even though they're, you know, restock, reshuffle, re-whatever. I think it's going to be tough.
Speaking of mascots, how did Alabama end up with an elephant?
Like, it's the elephant in the room.
Are there elephants in Alabama?
Yeah.
Like, there's Nittany Lions in the mountains, a mountain lion. I get it. Like, there's mountains up in that area. But how the hell do they end up with a...
More importantly, how does Auburn have two mascots?
What do they have?
Well, they're the Tigers, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's War Eagle. And they have the Eagle. So how do they deserve two? Because Cam Newton said it?
Really? I don't know.
They had that way before Cam got there. But
yeah, but I thought the mascot was supposed to be something reflective of something regional, like the Gators and the Swamp.
Not necessarily.
No?
No.
Like the Florida Bowl, I guess.
Well, what does Notre Dame have to do with a little leprechaun? Exactly.
I don't know.
All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the South. They're going to head up, and Arians may be able to get there, you know, with the new 5-day.
They don't need him. He said he doesn't do anything.
I didn't say that.
He doesn't call the plays. He has a coordinator. He outsources all the responsibilities.
I've seen you run a pizza shop. You don't do anything either. You delegate it.
You just see me run a bar. It's amazing.
This is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. Yeah, is there any liability you need to worry about?
Yeah, a lot. I don't have to worry about it. Everybody else has to watch out. I mean, I'm pretty safe. I mean, I'm safer than Alexa. I'm not going to tell people to put pennies on Alexa.
So what happened to that to the 10-year-old?
She didn't do it. She was smart enough. She didn't follow through.
Well, wasn't there, I don't remember if it was Bozo or somebody back in the day. It's like, you know, go into your mommy's purse and get a dollar bill. Or a $5 bill and mail it to, and all these people were mailing money to this guy.
It's brilliant. I mean, today, all you have to do is start a GoFundMe and be like, I want to be a millionaire. Send me $1. I need 1 million people to follow along. Yeah. And then people become a millionaire.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And then they pay tax, and now they're down to $300,000.
Right. When they don't pay tax, they go to jail like Wesley Snipes.
Well, what's his name? Richard Hatch.
What? Oh, yeah, from the Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah, he didn't pay his taxes.
No.
But if he could survive an island, he could survive jail.
And the dude, what was it, The Situation?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Well, he had a laundry machine, didn't he? Didn't he have like tanning beds and like
all laundry? All I know is laundry. The Bucks play the Jets on Sunday, and on any given Sunday, the Jets will still lose.
Well, Gary Vee is going to make a NFT about it and sell it for $1 billion and then buy the Jets.
What's an NFT?
I don't know, but I own one. I'm the creator. I minted one. It's like when you create an NFT, it's called minting. And so I minted an NFT. I actually have it for sale right now for $75 on voice.com. You can go buy it. And
on voice.com?
Send me $75.
For what?
For a picture that I created.
Who in their right mind?
It's a picture. You know what it's a picture of? It's a picture of a pizza inflatable pool raft hanging outside my pizzeria that I added a filter with the starburst. So it's got all these like streams of light surrounding it. It looks cosmic and beautiful. And so I uploaded it. I filled out the form. I created a description, pizza star. And
I'm dumber than I was 2 minutes ago because I listened to this.
But you can buy my NFT, Randy. In fact, I'm going to send you a private invite. You'll get first bid. You can be like David Williams. You can be the first name on all the auction items. And then...
not only would I not want whatever this is that you're selling...
The NFT. The pizza star. Everybody needs to be the star of the show, Randy. Don't you want to be a pizza star in your collection?
I wouldn't bid and or want it if it was free.
Let's see, that hurts.
Well, but it's
true. But look how cool that would be on your wall of fame.
I don't get what it is.
And guess what? You don't have to frame it. It's digital. So think about the framing savings. If you pay $700 at Michael's for a 50% coupon because it's supposed to be $1,500, you're going to save right now. You pay me $75 and you keep $1,425 in your pocket.
So it's a picture.
It's an image. It's a digital image.
It's an image. It's a picture on your phone.
But you own it. There's only one.
I can own it without buying it.
That's not true.
It is true.
No. How would you do it?
I can do this exact same thing.
But you won't own it.
How would I not own it?
I own it.
It'd be on my phone.
No, you won't own it until you transfer $75 to my account at StreetNet Matt.
I guarantee you. By Saturday, I will own that.
You can't, unless you screenshot it, but then you're going to own a copy. It's not a real McCoy.
Right.
It's not a real McCoy. Speaking of real McCoy, can we get Gerald to fight Sapp?
Why?
Because he's a big boxing guy now, big in the MMA. Sapp wants to fight, or Chidi. Like, let's set that up.
I'm not interested in that.
McCoy versus Chidi, or McCoy versus Sapp?
Do you know how much effort that was dealing with not only Chidi, and Warren, who I love to death, but Warren was low maintenance. Chidi was not so low. And all the people that are around Chidi trying to get in Chidi's ear. No. You have a better chance of me bidding one penny on that piece of crap thing you just showed me.
It's opening bid $75. Would you like to? By show of hands, would you ever consider
no
bidding on this item?
No. I would never bid on any item.
Let's see how long your arm is. Can you touch the ceiling from where you're sitting?
I wouldn't bid on any item that's just a photograph that's going to be on my phone.
Just raise your hand.
No.
Start the bidding off at $75.
I'm not interested.
$75.1. Do we have $75.1?
Take it to, what's the Storage Wars?
Yeah. But I don't have to take it anywhere. It's digital.
Here's how stupid this whole thing is.
Stupid. It's clout. It
could be something Rocky Balboa, and I wouldn't bid on it.
I'm sure there will be digital images of Rocky Balboa.
Which I have no interest in. It's stupid.
It's digital images.
And this is a digital picture, so you can describe the digit that I just gave you.
Let me capture that one. I'll put that one on. What do you want your opening bid to be?
I'm not getting involved in this.
But look, everything's going technology, Randy.
It's not technology. So it is. Like, for me to enjoy it, I have to open my phone and look at it.
Wow. You can trade it amongst your friends. You can I mean, it gives you status.
I'm going to trade
it
that
gives you
stupid,
status.
Ridiculous photo of, have you a, heard of the, a pool thing.
Have you heard of the Bored Apes? The Bored Apes is a collection.
I've heard of the Planet of the Apes.
But the Bored Apes, they're characters, digital images.
This was the worst two segments of my life.
People are learning about this. You have to learn or you get left behind in the digital world, Randy.
I'll be left behind.
You cannot.
Bring me an extra lobster.
Listen, everything's digital. Sleepandtrade.com is all AI software. It's digital. It's trend. It's futuristic.
For you to meet the guys at Sleep and Trade, for you to meet as much as you don't want to meet Matt, you have to come to Festivals of Speed to talk to them. It's not digital. Well, they'll be there in person.
In the future, it'll be holograms. It won't even be screens. It'll just be like images popping up in like raw space.
That's old. That was with the Jetsons.
Well,
Jetsons did that in the 50s.
Well, what's old is new again once, right? Isn't that what they say?
Like bare knuckle.
That's true.
What's old is new.
125.
Why don't you start doing what Danny Bonaducci's doing? Good friend Danny Bonaducci. Matter of fact, he did some cameos outside the Brady Bunch house, which was awesome. But he goes into record stores and signs Partridge Family albums.
That's cool.
So you should just start going into album stores and sign in Led Zeppelin albums.
Why Led Zeppelin?
Well, just your Led Zeppelin, you know, or your Sonny Bono. All right, we're out of time. Want to wish everybody a very happy new year. We'll be at the Outback Bowl Monday. We'll talk about it next Wednesday, or Saturday. We'll talk about it next Wednesday. Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Zone. Best part, we're done. Now big bang boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice night little shave. I gave Susie little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way. I was born in a plane. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.